2019 was a breakout softball season for Wisconsin Badgers infielder and designated player Kayla Conwitt. Beset by injuries in 2017 and 18, she zoomed back with stats that ranked in the top five in the country. She won the Big Ten Player of the Year in 19, and she was named First Team All-American. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to another edition of the show. My name's Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the web. For more information, if you'd like to give, you can do so quickly, safely, and securely as well at WWIB.com. Kayla Conwitt had a couple of years left to build on her incredible resume, but decided she was out of comebacks after the 2020 season was shut down in March because of COVID, even though in 2019 she was ranked in the top 25 in the nation as far as D1 collegiate softball players is concerned. Kayla Conwitt from Salem, Wisconsin's back with me on the program today to talk about her time at the UW as a softball player. So you made history in 2019, Kayla, becoming the first Badger in program history to be named First Team All-American. Like I said, you were also Big Ten Player of the Year. I mean, this is big, big, huge stuff. It's been a number of months since that happened, since you were named Big Ten Player of the Year and the All-American status, but has the enormity of what you've done for yourself, for the program, sunk in yet?
Honestly, I don't think it has. So there's this camp called UTC, and my sophomore year, I signed up, and I hadn't even had my second shoulder surgery yet, and I just knew that it was something I had to do. And so UTC is this ultimate training camp, and it is a camp to help you integrate your sports life with your faith life, and instead of being two separate entities, kind of being combined as one. And my junior year, I never had felt so much joy and peace and contentment and I don't know, in playing softball ever. And so God met me at UTC and just kind of helped me not make softball as much of an idol, but as more of a kind of a platform or a tool that I could use to grow in my faith and share my faith with others. So that's like constantly all that I think about from that season. I just had so much fun. And it was never about how many home runs I could hit, or it was never about, like, I couldn't even tell you how many home runs I had, or I couldn't tell you what my average is, because that it's truly, it's not what it was about. I wanted to pour into my teammates. We had Bible study every week, and we were trying to make an impact that was, like, greater than us. And so I feel like we were able to, like, tap into a relationship with the Lord and learn how to glorify Him in the midst of playing. That's how I was starting my senior season, too. And so that's probably the only, like, regret I would have is that we didn't get to finish and, like, continue to bring Him glory. But, people bring it up, and I, like, kind of forget about it. Because it's just, like, not what's ultimately important to me. It's, like, so great, and it's given me so many opportunities. But opportunities for me that I choose to share the Lord and share, like, some of the things that He has been doing in my life.
Wonderful, wonderful. You had the fourth best on-base percentage in 2019 in the nation and a batting average of .459. So you could have played another, a couple of years with medical red shirts, that kind of thing. Deep down, when you retired a few weeks ago, was there a feeling that could have been so much more? I mean, so many more unfinished innings, unfinished victories. Are you satisfied with your career?
I'm actually satisfied. I think it took me a week, and that's actually pretty short. I know some people who are still having a hard time with it now. But I think a lot of it has to do with like my relationship with the Lord, and I don't want it to sound cliche, but the Lord has like taught me that I didn't need that season to gain approval from new people, and I didn't need the season to prove to anybody anything, because like all that matters is like who I am in Christ. And so each game, you can't take it for granted, and it kind of just goes to show that you can't do that. But I would have wanted to keep going in the season, but I don't know. I feel like that's just like how it was meant to be, and the Lord has provided in many ways, such as me being able to be on staff with AIA, to help me feel like, you know what, like that was meant to happen. I don't really believe in coincidences. I think God, like, is intentionally doing this, and he is bringing so many people to himself in this time, despite all of these things. People are looking for hope and answers and stuff like that, and, like, we're just trying day by day to introduce people to the hope that is, like, forever. So, I see, like, I can't wait till, so I'm still rehabbing, but I can't wait to get out there and swing a bat again and stuff like that, because our love for the game doesn't really end once you're done.
Yeah.
But it, like, obviously you can't play anymore, but there's so many other ways that you can contribute to the game, even if your eligibility's up.
Sure, absolutely. Kayla Conwett, the Big Ten Player of the Year, All-American from 2019 on the Badger softball team, and now she's going to go into ministry with Athletes in Action. I think we'll expand upon that, talk about your passion to reach student-athletes with the gospel on our next Sports and Commentary. Kayla, thank you for being here today. Have a terrific rest of your day today, all right?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.